Okay, we are now recording. It is 7 o'clock. This is a public meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton, county of Hunterdon, and state of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Notice of the meeting was also posted on the agenda due to its electronic means, and it was posted on the township website. Ms. Connor, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Councilman Strom?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski is absent tonight. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Millay?
Present.
And we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. I apparently closed my agenda, so hold on 1 second. And the first item on tonight's agenda is the approval of the minutes for May 27th, 2020. I had no comments. Are there any comments on the part of council?
No.
No.
Very well. I will make a motion to approve said minutes. May I have a second, please?
Second
from Strauss or Amy, whoever.
Yeah, sorry.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Loy?
Yes. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, where we lump in typically routine matters. I'll just point out that the second item, the reduction of performance bond for Zinn Realty, Block 74, Lots 16, 18, and 19 was a late addition. The other is a premium refund, Block 30, Lot 29.02. The reduction of the performance bond is an obligation that we have to undertake because they've completed part of what their development agreement calls for. But I believe we have some unfinished work that we need to have completed for the tie-ins on the road so that we can move forward with paving Gray Rock Road, or at least that section of Gray Rock Road that's on the west side of 31. So look for that in a coming attraction, so to speak. May I have a motion or any discussion on the consent agenda?
No discussion, Brian. You and I spoke about it, so I can make a motion on that.
All right, may I have a, thank you much.
Anybody all right,
Carl,
seconding
I think, yeah, Mark made the motion and Amy seconded it.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear Amy. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. Okay. Reports. We'll go to Councilman Strauss for his report, please.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Continued conversations with the Clinton Township Board of Ed, and I thank you for forwarding me the email that you reached out to the new superintendent, and I'm glad that we're starting off with open dialogue and communication, as we've had in the past. So the new superintendent, as you can see, started July 1st, 2020. The school reopening plan is set to be put out for August 1st. On what they're going to do with the fall session. There is a Board of Education working meeting, which is online, and you need to register in order to attend that online meeting. That is July 20th, 2020. And the Board of Education working meeting, voting meeting, sorry, is Monday, July 27th, 2020. And that's also an online meeting that you must register for. For the Environmental Commission, there's been a lot of activity. The past meeting was held virtually July 2nd, last Thursday at 8 p.m. A lot of discussion, a lot of things going on with Windy Acres. They have an upcoming site walk there Saturday, July 11th at 10 a.m. Their primary focus now and for the next several months is a master plan and then for the Environmental Education Center that they're planning on putting on Windy Acres Park site, and that's a tentative date for March of 2021. What they did is with the members, they assigned them different things to do in order to share the workload, and those people are also welcome to go out and solicit experts or other people in the township that could assist in what they have going on up there to, in order to compile a more comprehensive educational curriculum. They asked me to also publicly invite anyone from our community that may have an expertise in any environmental settings such as flora, fauna, air, water, any interaction with people. And they're hoping to tap the local resource, local talent, and to get this up and going at the Windy Acres Center. And they feel that would be a great way to involve the community in this open space property that everyone is so looking forward to opening and being a part of. There was also further discussion on the Prospect property over at the Beaverbrook Ravine. I'm sorry. There is a furnace that's being repaired over there by a volunteer who's going to do some emergency repairs to that. And there's further discussion in public education on the the use of plastics and the dangers to the environment. The one thing I did forget to mention, that anyone who wants to contribute to the program up at Windy Acres is asked to reach out to the committee chair, Andrew Holt, any member or the environmental commission or the township clerk. And that concludes my report for my two committees that I'm a liaison to. And Brian, I did see your email. And I responded to it about the trash and the recycling fees.
Yes.
At the firehouse. I did not have a chance to recheck my email today to see if you were able to look into that any further.
I have not. I'll reach out I'm going to reach out directly to Jay, I think, and just confirm, because I think, and Jess is on the line too, but I think what you're saying is that the bins, there aren't bins inside the buildings to dispose of recyclables, correct?
No, we have bins inside the building to dispose of recyclables at both fire stations. However, there's no receptacle or accommodations outside the building to put it. You know, like, it just goes in the dumpster, so why separate it, you know?
Right.
But we do anyway. It's funny, you know, we separate our cans, bottles, but it all goes in the dumpster. So I don't know what they do at, you know, the municipal building, if they have a separate area for recycling. But I remember at the PD at one point, like they would come by on such and such a night and pick up the the cardboard and stuff, and then another day would be trash. So my concern was, Brian, that if we're paying for them to come and pick up recycling and they're not, you know, we could either make accommodations so they do pick it up, the recycling, or cancel it and save the money.
I agree. So I'll root around a little bit further with that with Jay and Jess during the week.
Okay. And the last thing was, I was just wondering what the status was from our last regular business meeting about the blue line for Valley Crest Road.
I will touch base with Jay on that as well. Like I had said at that meeting, the condition of that road is really rather poor. So I don't know what the costs would be to do that. And then it is Valley Crest on our near-term list of roads to repave. So as I had indicated, I think at that last regular meeting, it may be prudent to put it off for a little bit, as hopefully we may be paving that in a year or two, I would think.
Why can't we just use another road? Is there a specific reason why we are choosing that road?
Councilman Strauss had suggested Valley Crest, as it's adjacent to the police department.
Oh, okay.
And it's a township road.
Find a different spot. Maybe we can do it right away, but.
Well, there's a segment of road that was recently done when they repaved 31 that is in decent shape. I think there is a certain amount of road that's just in from every right-of-way off a state highway that is controlled by them. They repave it, they line it, but, you know, that's good. It's the rest of the road that's kind of shot.
Right. Well, if you're just talking about that little stretch, I can, Jess, if you'll take a note and see what would be required in order to do that. And if it's, I would think it would be okay if it's paid by the state, we may have to get their approval.
Get on it.
Thank you, sir.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes, in open space, we met with the pavilion company. We picked colors out. We met last week on a visit, and it should be built the latest October. Right now, Tom's getting permits. If they have a cancellation or something, our building would be happening sooner, but they said basically October is the last date. We're exploring the environmental education aspect of this, as Mark is reporting. But right now with open space, it's been my concern and Rich's concern exactly how much money we have for grant money. We're spending money on the pavilion. And the most important part is the environmental education aspect. And since we sort of don't know what direction we're going in, we're trying to make a nice budget, even if it's approximate, on what costs will go with what, so we're covered for everything that's needed. So Rich came up with a temporary budget as a guide for us to use, both for open space and environmental. Still working on the trails. We cut in the trail that goes from the proposed parking lot to the bridge, the temporary bridge. Tomorrow we're meeting on site about security at Windy Acres. It's just getting ridiculous with the ATVs. I heard taxpayers complaining about it, but now that I'm there every day, I can't believe the amount. So we're thinking of looking into our open space funds to purchase maybe some fencing, some security cameras. So tomorrow we're going to visit the property and look at the, I think there's like three sites we want to look at. So we're doing that. We purchased the job box. Also, that was with the Windy Acre funds. It's filled, we're getting about $2,000 worth of tools that will help create the trails and maintain the property for as long as it needs. We're also thinking about purchasing some job box at the other trail properties, buying one set of tools, and just if we need to maintain one property, we'll just get tools instead of making a whole bunch of sets. I think that's it. Brian, I don't know if you want to update on the furnace. I wasn't historic, but it sort of lopsides into open space because Mike.
Yeah, and I was actually going to comment that it's really nice that we've got a lot of projects that are going on right now that involve coordination and the cooperation between all the boards and committees. And it's one of those things that something like the furnace and Windy Acres, many of our boards and commissions have an interest, a vested interest in each of them, and have been involved in them. The furnace at the Historic Commission meeting last week was a topic of discussion, and the gentleman who's been repairing the 18th century furnace on his own with his own funds and making sure it doesn't just collapse. Joined their commission meeting. They had a very nice discussion about it. As you know, the Historic Commission puts periodically articles into the newsletter, the township newsletter, and they'll be doing one shortly. I don't know if it'll be in time for August's newsletter, but they'll be doing one on the furnace and the history of it. And I'm sure making mention of the repairs that Michael, who may be on with us actually, has been doing there, and we thank him for all his efforts and all of his dedication to the township. The Recreation Committee met on the 22nd at Bunt Park, as a matter of fact, outside distanced. As you know, the parks have been opening, playgrounds are now open. They've had some use of the baseball fields, and what should be interesting is at that time it was the first day of organized practices, but they've got some outdoor basketball camps lined up at Bunt that should actually generate some revenue for the Rec Committee. We have a tentative date of September the 26th for a lower key community day type of event. And they've got actually some local businesses lined up. They've got the Kona Ice lined up. So hopefully we'll be able to do something like that in a safe manner. And actually a nice note for Faye and the DPW folks was that DPW rebuilt the mound at Bunt Field, and it came out really great. Great improvement to that ball field there, and done in-house. So that's a nice job from both Rec and for DPW. And I'm trying to think. I think that is almost it. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I wanted to make a mention of. We are trying to work on that Zinn Realty, so hopefully that'll be forthcoming. And we'll also hopefully have at the next council meeting something on the outdoor, well, I shouldn't say that, on minor site plan waivers. So that'll be a kind of a planning item to look forward to. And that's what I've got. Jess?
Yes. Well, let's see. Stand Mountain Road Phase 2 has begun. We met with them, had the pre-construction meeting. It's nice that their office is right next door to our office. And they started their... They've got the markouts done, and they plan on a 4-week schedule to get it done. So that'll be good news. It'll be done before school starts, if school starts. We have two new officers for the police department. It's interesting. You know, we had the last few times we've advertised, we've had 8 or 10 or 12 applicants. This time we had 45. So I think the word is on the street that the police department is on the right path, and I'm proud of that. The two officers, we've got one guy who's coming to us from the big city. He's a detective in Jersey City, and he lives in town, and he's got all the qualifications. He'll be a good addition. He can help the younger folks do some training. He's qualified to do training, which is a good thing. And the other guy is a rookie. We watched his graduation on online last week. A real good kid, and he had several offers from other towns, and he chose to come with us because he liked what he saw. We did the interview process with the sergeants and the lieutenant, myself, and I think that's all good. You know, these guys are going to be good additions, so the police department is getting up to strength where it should be. We have the water allocation permit for LeCompte is good. So if and when they ever start building affordable housing over there, we'll have water in theory. ELM, our environmental group for the Windy Acres funding, is the final paperwork is sent in. I think I told you last time we were out in the jungle over there walking around with the ticks and snakes, removing all of the junk, just all kinds of junk and cans and tires, and it was a mess that the town bought it and never bothered to do a phase 1 environmental. So we got stuck cleaning it up, but we did. And Jay and the crew did an excellent job getting that done, and all that paperwork was sent in. Of course, the people at Green Acres are all working from home remotely, so the turnaround time on that is just slow. But it's done, and I'm hopeful we'll get our funding soon.
Hey, Jess, how much more work does ELM have to do for us?
Well, there's two things going on. The cleanup part for these lots is done. The regeneration of plants over on the other, where the farmstead was, that's still ongoing. The wells are good. They've planted trees. You know, part of that was a reforestation project. They plant trees, the deer eat the trees. They plant trees, the deer eat the trees. We fenced them. We put booby traps up there, you know, snipers, but it's just an ongoing thing. So the last round I had with the lady from Elm is the regeneration is about complete. We can probably get that done, but we won't get that right off, you know, probably till later in the fall. I mean, you know, like I said, the funding for the two lots is on the way in. You know, the cleanup where the houses were, that the trees over there, they're just, you know, getting slaughtered by the deer.
Okay.
So I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I was just curious because they've been working on that for quite a bit. So it'd be good to have that.
Yeah. Behind us. Yep.
All right. Anything else?
No, that's good.
Okay. In that case, we'll move on to Lieutenant DeRosa. I see you're on. Do you have anything you'd like to report? We'll hold off on any comments on the new police officer candidates until we get to those resolutions.
Yeah, I mean, I'll hold off. I mean, Jess said everything for it, and I just want to thank you and Jess for help, for helping us get that extra person. So it's going to really be a big help. So that's really all I have.
Okay. All right, in that case, we'll move on to resolutions. The first is a resolution authorizing to defer local district and regional school taxes. This is, we've had a deferred school tax resolution open for a number of, probably since the town began, or at least since the practice was permitted, so decades. But we are making a modification this year due to changes in the tax levies from the schools. The high school tax levy, the regional, is lower than it had been previously, so we have to lower that amount. We are slightly raising the local deferral. However, where we had been at about 50% deferral prior to this year we're going to have a deferral that's below 49%. So while we're, the total deferred tax dollars for school taxes will be flat from the last resolution we had done, and the total overall percentage will be down. So that's the net effect of this. Do I have any questions or concerns on the part of the two council members on the phone?
No.
All right.
No, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. May I have a motion?
Oh. So moved.
All right. I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes. Thank you very much. The second resolution is authorizing the hiring of a police officer, Theodore White. We had two vacancies. Actually, we filled this with these two new officers would fill a total of three vacancies that we've encountered this year. We had filled a vacancy at the beginning of the year that was created by Officer Hash and his departure. Theodore White would fill the vacancy that is occurring due to the unexpected departure of Officer Formulary, and then candidate Burge would be filling the vacancy that is occurring with the retirement of Lieutenant Melski. Lieutenant DeRosa, would you like to add anything as far as the background of these two individuals? I know Mr. White is currently at Jersey City, and Mr. Burge is going to be graduating from the academy.
Yeah. Theodore is older, more mature. Like I expressed to you before, get a little young, and I think he's going to add a little knowledge and a little calmness and be able to teach these guys a little bit something different from a different background. I mean, obviously, you know, we know where he came from. He worked street crimes, but real level-headed guy. I'm sure you guys read what I sent you. Nothing but reviews from his superiors and, you know, wishing him well, but sorry to see him go. I'm looking forward to it, just to talk to him about some of his, stories there in Jersey City. Mr. Burke, like Jess said, he had a couple offers. He chose to come here. I feel real good about him. He had one of the, awards in the academy. Jess and I, and with a bunch of others, watched him graduate. Actually, in our middle, we were able to get him dressed up for that, which was pretty exciting because I don't think I've ever seen that probably in the last 15 years. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, I want to thank you guys for your help during this process, and I'm looking ready to get rock and rolling with these guys.
Yeah, and before we move on, what was the candidate pool? What was the quality of that candidate pool like? I know you had said we had about 45 applicants, and these two rose to the top.
Out of the 45, they turned it down the application phase to about 20. So they cut it, the sergeants cut it to that 8 just from their interviews that we, myself and Sergeant Glennon interviewed. I gotta be honest, it was funny because Jeff was actually laughing every time somebody either walked out of the room or we got off the Zoom meeting. I said, okay, I really like that one. And I said, I'm hired. But these two just stood out. Fortunately, like I told everyone there, and we can't, but you guys, everybody did a great job, and just the pool that we had, I, you know, definitely one of the best, if not the best I've seen in probably the last. So it's a good feeling to have, you know, it's a little tough when you can't hire them all, but
right.
I think I'm very strong. I'm really strong that we got the two best candidates, and I'm happy about it.
And if we fill these two vacancies, the force will be back to 23 total, if I'm correct, right?
To have every full, once they're trained, and then have the extra person to make the detective bureau up to, three people, which would be full staffing. That probably won't happen until about October. Once they got it, it's going to take them a good month and a half to be trained. So, barring any problems, but I don't anticipate any.
All right. Thank you, Lieutenant.
You got
Councilman
it.
Councilman Strauss, any comments, questions?
No, none.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll ask for a motion for the first officer, Theodore White. Before we do, a couple comments on the resolution. Actually, just one on this one, I believe it is. And Carl, I'm going to ask you to keep it straight for me because I don't remember now. The change for Officer White would be to change his start date from August 1st, because it's a Saturday, to July 27th. And yep. I think that's the only change that's required there on that resolution.
Yep.
So I will offer the motion for him. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Second is a resolution authorizing the hiring of a police officer, Kevin Berg. We need to make one modification in the fourth paragraph for a typo. It lists the name of White instead of Berg, so we'll correct that. And with that, may I have a motion for this?
I'll move.
Second.
Thank you.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Last resolution is authorizing a collective negotiations agreement between the Township of Clinton and Teamsters Local 469 from the period of January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2024. This is the agreement between the employees of the Public Works Department and the Township. It was negotiated beginning last year, I believe, between Mr. Landon and the representative of the Teamsters Local. And Jess, if you want to hit the highlights, I think we sent them out to the members of the council, but I think it's $1,500 per year increase for each with some additional vacation and holiday benefits to bring them more in line.
Exactly right. They all get a $1,500 increase. And again, they're coming up to the standard that the rest of the employees have in the township as far as sick days, vacation and things like that. So it was basically them catching up to the rest of the employees.
Right.
Nothing outlandish.
And it was negotiated prior to the pandemic, obviously, and agreed to at that time. It just took us a while to get it on the agenda. And the only other thing I would note, I think this will help stanch some of the turnover that we've had at DPW, and hopefully we'll retain some of the quality people we've gotten in the last couple of years. So
yeah, I think they're good people. They're all working out very well since they come on board. The new folks, I mean, all of them are doing a good job. They're out there working hard, but you know, we got Jay and I found a couple of good ones, and we're glad we got them.
Okay, any questions from the council?
No.
All right, I'll make the motion. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Okay, next we have the adoption of an ordinance and the public hearing for ordinance number 1139-2020, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, accepting the dedication of a drainage easement on Block 12, Lot 18.21, in the Township of Clinton in accordance with NJSA 40A:12-1, et sequitur. And this is, we're taking an easement in order to do some much needed drainage work on a cul-de-sac, where the cul-de-sac drains into this system, and we need the easement in order to access it. And I believe this was on the agenda for the last meeting, which we were unable to adopt it at that time, so we carried it to this. Everything I think is laid out pretty well in the memo that's attached for council in the front of the ordinance there. Does any member of council have a question or wish to have a discussion?
I'm just glad this is taking care of it.
Yeah. All right, hearing none, I will open the public comment and public hearing. And much as we will do for public comment coming up in a couple of seconds here, I'll read this. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to the ordinance in this case. All participants will be asked to keep their microphones muted during the meeting unless speaking. Members of the public that are viewing the meetings live using an electronic device will have the ability to raise a hand and contribute with voice and video during the public portions of the meeting. Anyone attending by phone instead of computer or mobile device will be unmuted prior to the conclusion of the public comment period and given an opportunity to speak. If you'd like to comment, there is a button on the bottom. If you click the icon that looks like a person with three lines, you'll come up with a list of participants. You should be at the top. And if you right-click, you should be able to raise your hand. I will wait to see if anybody raises their hand. Seeing none, I will ask if any of the call-in users who are actually already unmuted wish to speak. I'll start with the number 908-443. Your number is 908-443 and you'd like to comment, please do. Seeing none, if your number is 908-391 and you'd like to comment, please do.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. My question is, who is responsible for putting up the hunting signs on open space land?
All right. I'm going to ask, ma'am, that you hold on to that question for the public comment. This is the public hearing for the ordinance specifically.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's quite all right. And I'll make a note to call on you for that during the public comment for sure. Anybody else? What I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute everybody. So everybody's going to be unmuted briefly, and if you'd like to say anything on this matter, please do. Everybody should be unmuted. Going once. Going twice. Hearing none. I'm going to mute everybody back, and I will unmute those I need. All right, I've unmuted Amy, Mark, and Carla. I'm going to close the public hearing, and I'm going to ask for a motion to adopt this ordinance.
Motion made, Strauss.
All right, Carla, if you'd give the motion to Mark and the second to Amy.
Yep. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Flitwick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay.
Yes, thank you very much. And Jess, I'm going to unmute you here. I'd ask that you reach out to the gentleman. I think I copied you on the email. I mistakenly thought we'd adopted this last Monday. I got myself turned around. But if you could get back to the gentleman on Evergreen who's looking to have it scheduled and let him know when Jay thinks he can get out there, I'd appreciate it.
You keep coming in and out, but I can't hear you.
Can you hear me? Is this any better? Hello, Jess?
Hey,
all right, Jess, I'll email you offline.
Okay, I couldn't hear anything, Brian.
Can you hear now?
Now I can.
Okay. All I was asking was if you could reach out to the gentleman who had reached out to me and mistakenly had thought we adopted this last week. He's looking to see when Jay can get out there and schedule his work. If you can let him know when Jay thinks he'll do it, that'd be great.
Lucio?
Yeah, just wanted you to know, I have the document already signed by the property owners, the easement, and I'll be sending it to Carla for you to sign, the two of you, and then we'll get it recorded.
Okay, terrific.
You broke up again.
We'll get it out. It'll be out tomorrow. As soon as we get it back, we'll get it recorded right away, and they'll be able to go on the property.
This is the easement?
Yes.
You keep breaking up, but if it's the easement that we're talking about with the drain thing, Jay's going to get out there next week.
Okay, terrific.
Yep.
That should work.
You were asking?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Perfect. Excellent. Yep, exactly. All right. Okay. Thank you much. Now we'll move on to the vouchers. I will make a motion to pay the bills. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you, Mark.
Councilman Stroud?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. All right, we're going to have the second public comment. I am opening the public comment. I will briefly read the statement again. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern. All participants will be asked to keep your microphones muted during the meeting unless speaking. Members of the public that are viewing the meetings live will have the ability to raise a hand. Please do so. Anyone attending by phone, I will call you out here, and I'm going to do that right now. And if I remember, well, this moved around on me, so I apologize. I'm going to unmute both telephone lines, and if the caller who had a question about the hunting signs wishes to make that comment again, I'd appreciate it.
Yes. And can you please state her name and address?
Ida Camu, Allerton Road.
What
my question
number
is
on Allerton? What
1122.
1122.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you. Who's responsible for putting up the hunting signs for the fall on open space?
Jesse, did you hear that question?
Yes. We put up the no hunting sign.
Who's we?
The township.
Yeah, but who in the township? The road department, the people
yes,
hunting?
Public works. And sometimes the hunting people, sometimes the hunters help, but it's really our responsibility.
Okay. I'm calling in the concern that a lot of times there seems to be overkill on the amount of hunting signs that are put along the boundaries. I mean, now this might sound funny, but it's not. Because maybe you haven't noticed, but due to insect issues and so forth, a lot of our trees are dying in the township. And this is, you think, well, what are a couple staples and all? But a year after year when it's done, it does have an entryway for fungus growth and insects and so forth. So would it be possible, and right now sometimes signs are put on a tree that barely has a diameter that the sign goes all the way around it. And also very, like, sometimes it's almost less than 15 feet from one tree to the next that there's a sign. Would it be possible, here are two suggestions. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Two suggestions. First of all, would it be possible for the road department, or this could be assigned to the people that are hunting on that particular property, to provide wooden signs on a pole, the kind that you stick in the ground, and use that especially in areas where there are young trees. And, you know, and if that's not possible, like do their best to space it out so less trees are affected. But the optimal thing would be is to have wooden, you know, separate wooden posts, so we wouldn't have to be putting these on trees. Like, it's one thing if it's like a fence post or something like that, but a live tree I would like to see spared from these signs for the reason I've already addressed. Any comments about that? What's the possibility?
Well, the signs, we have to, the number of signs are really regulated. You have to be every so many feet. Otherwise, there's a trespass or something. If they're too far apart, doesn't count. This is a legal thing with the fishing game and all that. You have to realize too that some of the farmers put up their own signs on their property. So it's kind of hard to regulate, and to put up signs on little stakes in the ground would be difficult and time consuming and expensive. So, we do follow the rules, and we put them up every however many feet we're supposed to. And, you know, I don't think our guys are putting up all that many. They're putting up what we need to do.
Okay, but I hear you saying about that people that own the farm, but I'm talking about open space that's owned by the township. So you do have jurisdiction over that. And I'm just saying that it's been like sometimes less than 15 feet, and I don't think that's part of the rules. It's got to be every 15 feet. And as far as the cost, I think if you put this on the hunters, I mean, they get to hunt for free.
But not all of our open space is hunted.
Well, I'm saying the areas where there are hunters, could that be done by open space that's owned by the Clinton Township that has hunting? Is it possible to have them provide wooden displays for the signs instead of using the trees?
Certainly not this year, because we didn't build that into the rules and all those licenses have been issued. I would suggest that may be a little bit burdensome, but for this fall, certainly not.
Okay. My comment to me would be, I think the trees and their benefit to the township on various levels of air cleaning and we all know, I don't think I have to go through it, of all the benefit of the trees, I think we should bear the township and respect and stewards of our forest and trees, we maybe should have take on that burden for the sake of the trees. And this might sound silly to most, but when you start seeing all these trees dying and our forest, it's, you know, there's just, it's too bad we don't have a tree ordinance here in Clinton Township, because there's a lot of devastation to our forests and our trees in this township. And I don't think a lot of people are recognizing that when you look at the vistas sometimes, there's a lot of trees that are succumbing to the diseases and the insects. And if there's a little thing we can do of putting a sign not on a tree, could help, I think we should step up to the plate, and that would be a good you're talking about having an environmental teaching place at Windy Acres. Well, why don't we start in our own backyards and take care of the trees?
Thank you very much for your comments.
Okay, bye.
All right. We have one other call-in user, 908-391. If you'd like to make a public comment, please do. Seeing none, I'm going to open up the rest. Anybody else wish to make a comment other than Jane? And then we'll get to Jane if she has any questions. Going once, going twice.
I have a question.
Sure.
This is Mark Goldman from 49 East Street, apartment 102, Annandale.
Yep, welcome.
I just was wondering, what exactly does deferring the
school tax?
Yeah.
It's really an accounting mechanism. It's a complicated And as I understand it, it's something that is used out here in Hunterdon County, but not so much elsewhere in the state. It basically, the way it works is the town collects the school tax on a calendar year, but the school year is on the state's fiscal year. So there's a 6 month period. So theoretically half the school tax where the tax revenues are generated and collected by the town, and they don't need to be remitted to the schools. So it's really just an accounting mechanism for how they're paid back to the school. It doesn't mean that the school won't get their money when they need it. It really just means that for the, say, half of the year of the school year, the town really only has to pay the first half of the taxes, not the whole thing.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yep.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? All right, Jane, do you have anything?
Oh, hi, it's Jane. I don't pause. If you can hear me.
Can we hear you? I can hear you.
You said one of them is older, was a detective in Jersey City.
Yeah, if Lieutenant DeRosa is still on, I believe that I believe it's Mr. White is a 5-year veteran of the Jersey City Police Department. I don't know his rank offhand.
He's a detective. 5-year veteran.
Is he being brought in at a higher rank in Clinton than the other guy who's a rookie? Okay.
No, he'll be a...
Good.
He'll be a patrol officer. He will hire first, so in the way it works, hire first, you're senior just by, because you get sworn in first. That's, other than that, there's really no advantage.
He will be brought in at a higher rate of pay than the other officer. He will be brought in at the same step he would have been on if he had started here.
Okay, thanks. Jess's report, most of what he was saying and regeneration of plants, completely, I couldn't hear a thing. So.
Oh. Okay.
And I, get a little rundown on that.
I'll give you the Cliffs notes. We've engaged a company for years called the Elm Group, and they've done some environmental studies and remediation on the acres. It was required as part of the purchase of the open space when we did it. And they've had to do some extra work for us in the last year as we've converted the other two parcels to preserved open space. And some of that work that they've had to do for the original open space property, the larger of the three parcels, they've had to do not only some remediation, but also this ongoing vegetation management.
Okay.
If you have anything else, maybe.
Yeah. On the contract. Again, Jess completely disappeared. Terms. I heard the additional vacation and holiday, but I didn't hear the pay.
They're all getting $1,500 a year increase each year.
Okay.
And I would, In the interest of time, if you want to give me a ring after, I can answer any of your additional questions. All right, thank you, Jane. You might even be able to call Carla. All right, terrific. Thanks. All right, Councilman Strauss, you're up.
Yeah, you know what, Brian, I'm sorry. I just had one more question, and it doesn't need to be answered here. Just if someone can get back to me offline. I just want to know if the issue over at 10 Concord with the fence and the homeowner and the, you know, the township's position on that property right now, if you will, was taken care of.
It's still in the works. I think there's a memo that went out maybe a week or so ago. If you don't have it, I can make sure it gets forwarded to you. It's pretty in-depth. But the process is still ongoing, and there's a court process that has to be completed before we can take any action.
You mean in not necessarily recouping the property, but just getting the fence back up so it doesn't become a safety issue or liability on our behalf?
Oh, that, I thought that was taken care of. Jess, I'll let you answer. Well, can you look into that, Jess, if you can hear me? If not, I'll send you a note. But yeah. I had gotten a call from the building inspector the following day or two, and he was on it. So I don't know.
I think so. I think we're on top of that. I don't know. I'll find out tomorrow.
I thought the fence was back up, but I haven't driven by it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
All right. Yep, you got it. Thanks.
So if nothing else, motion to adjourn.
Thank you much.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bye. All right. Thank you all very much.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good night. Have a good night and enjoy the summer. Yep.